that everything we do today should be intentional when it comes to our soul salvation. And I believe that, you know, there's a lot of people today that have never heard this message that we just read today, because many times I even had some in our church today in Walkerton, amen, that I know that at young babies they do baby dedications much different than we do in a Pentecostal church, amen, that they think that salvation comes at birth, and once you sprinkle or baptize that small child, that they're ready to meet God. But I can tell you, friend, that's certain today that they cannot find what they promulgate in the Word of God today. That there's only one way to get to heaven today. Amen. There's only one message. There's only one gospel. The Bible said, "Straight is the way and narrow is the gate that leads to eternal life." And I believe today that there's things that probably most of the time we get a little nervous if somebody says, "Have you heard?" Because we think that gossip may be coming down the pike. And we wonder, does somebody have a little bit of news that might just maybe trickle my fancy a little bit so I can tune an ear to say, "What did you hear? Amen. What's going on?" But I believe that today in our church world that there's too many people that are tired of dead, dull religion. Amen. Tired of tradition. Tired of the same old thing of just going to church and putting on your Sunday best and going there and seeing your friends and maybe your grandma and your grandpa. There is still people in our world today that are hungry for truth, that want something that's powerful. They want something that's going to change a life. They want something, amen, that's going to make their day brand new. And I can only tell you one thing that will do that, and that is the blood of Jesus Christ applied to your life in baptism. Amen. And talking in that heavenly language with God giving the utterance. I wonder if we could praise the Lord right now. Amen. If you're glad that you heard that Jesus can save your soul. Amen. They want more. They deserve more. Amen. There's too many people come to church sick and leave sick. There's too many people that come with addictions and leave with addiction. There's too many people that comes, amen, with a form of religion and leaves with nothing more. But I'm so hungry for a move of God that's genuine. Amen. From the front to the back. Amen. When it's not hype, but it's a sincere move of the Holy Ghost. Amen. When God begins to flow through a congregation. Amen. And everybody in the building is touched. Amen. It started that message that there was a few people, and I can tell you 90% of the Christian movement in North America has never heard what I just read in those scriptures, because they never took the time to really see how they were baptized. All they know is that they went down in the water and they were baptized. And probably if you were to ask them, "Was you baptized in Jesus' name?" they would probably, most of them, say yes. I pastored long enough to figure out that, you know, almost everybody, but there's very few churches baptized in Jesus' name. So most of the time people will think, "Well, it really don't matter as long as I was baptized." Can I tell you, it makes all the difference in the world how you go down in that water. And, amen, because there was only one that died on Calvary for your sins, and His name is Jesus Christ. That's what they need to call out. Amen. When you want the blood applied to your sins to blot them out, amen, you need to be baptized in Jesus' name. Amen. There's something 2,000 years ago began to be discovered. The last words that Jesus said before, amen, as He walked out with the disciples and He began to tell them, "I'm fixing to leave here, but I need you to go to Jerusalem and tarry till you be endued with power from on high." I tell you, I don't want just a little religion enough to make me feel good. I want enough religion that's going to get me out of the grave. I want enough religion that can open blind eyes. Amen. I want enough religion, amen, that can change the wretched sinner to a saint, the one that can turn a drug addict, amen, into a preacher today. That's what I'm hungry for. If anybody's hungry, why don't you say, "God, I've got to see it. I can't be satisfied with complacency today." Amen. But the Bible says when the day of Pentecost, about 50 days after they went there, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of rushing mighty wind. It filled all the house where they were sitting. There appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it set upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave utterance. Amen. I believe today that we need to get back to apostolic revival. Amen. When everybody in the house is touched, not just a two or three that decides to walk up around the altar. Amen. But where grandmas are in the back, amen, are crying out to God, God, give me a move of your Spirit. Amen. When young people are falling on their face and said, I can't just coast through life. I need something that's going to change me today. Amen. Give me something real. Don't tell me a lie. Make me feel good because I got to make it to heaven today. Oh, I wish somebody would say thank God that somebody told me truth one day. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost in the house today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I tell you, the apostolic church is different than all the other churches in the world. They're different. You don't have to go to the book of Acts, amen, to find out that people can be healed today. All you've got to do is hang out in Walkerton a little while, and you will hear about Brother Sandy or Brother Tom, amen, or somebody that was, amen, on a walker, and they got up and put the walker away, and they've never went back to it again. I'm talking about something that's real, not the hoobie-joobies and everybody fake it till you make it. No, I'm talking about somebody that pays the price in prayer, that pays the price in fasting, that pays the price in an old-fashioned altar till they get a hold of God. That's what I'm hungry for, is a real, genuine move of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In Acts chapter 2. Amen. As Peter and John were there, they had just received the Holy Ghost. What a difference. Amen. Somebody that was denying the Lord three times before the rooster could crow once. That's the kind of man I'm talking about. But after that upper room experience, amen, the mother of Jesus and the disciples, about 120, were filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. They walked out that day, amen, through the streets of Jerusalem. Amen. The Bible said they were praising God. Can I tell you today that praising should not stop when the lights go out? Praising should just begin there. Amen. And continue on. You wonder why somebody don't want God. It might be the way you're displaying it. Because when you give Him glory and praise and honor today, amen, God will change your life. But while they were there, the Bible said Peter and John met somebody. And as they were on their journeys, every day, a certain lame man from his mother's womb was carried. He was laid at the temple. I can imagine. You got your rug here with you today. You got your blankets. Time to go. Time to get ready. Them religious people are going to be there in a few minutes. And you better get your bed. Amen. So mom would, it was her responsibility to prod him, to take him. So he would take that bag. Amen. He would go down there while she was helping him there. They would undo the bag. Same old process. Sounds like people's life. Same old routine. Get up, go to work. Stop and get cigarettes. Amen. Get a drink on the way home. Go home and fight with the wife a little bit. Go to bed. Pass out and get up the next morning. Can I tell you, the world is tired of same old, same old. It's time to have something real. But as they would lay those every day. Lay here. Brother Donnie, won't you help me out there? Sit there. Every day you walk by. I think he could sit up. He's playing. You can sit up. That'd be all right. They'll get the point here. But this is the same. Everybody just sort of ignore him. You know those panhandlers, most of the time, if you don't look at them, you don't have to give them anything. But that was the welfare system of the day. Every day he was going to be there. Every day, the one that pours your coffee. Every day, the one that delivers your mail. Every day, the one that walks by and says, I wonder what's going on. Amen. In new beginnings. The one, amen, that you ride your bike with. The one that you do the skateboard with. Every day, they go back to their pot. They go back to their cocaine. They go back to their same old routine. But this day was different. This day was different. Can I tell you, when you come in tune with somebody that believes and just got radical faith that God can do anything. Amen. When they walked by, they sort of locked eyes. And when they looked eyes, it would be just like new beginning. Silver and gold, we don't have any. Most of what we got was donated. Sorry, we don't have a slush fund here. But all of a sudden, amen, this day was different. Can I tell you, amen, when you get the Holy Ghost, amen, when you go down in the water in Jesus' name, I can tell you, you look in the mirror, you're not going to see that same old man. You're going to see a new man in Christ Jesus. The life changes at that point. Amen, when they look down at him, they said, silver and gold have we none. Amen. He reached down, and when he come, he didn't just stop there. He started leaping before God. And all the eyes remembered that lame man that laid at the gate. Can I tell you, if you're going to have revival in Winnemac, you're going to have to find the lame man by the gate and let God do something for him. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen. You're going to have to get somebody and say, hey, amen, take that home and put it on your bed. You're not going to be in that same old drug habit and the same old routine anymore. Because Jesus, amen, the Holy Ghost. Can I tell you, when somebody comes with the Holy Ghost by you, that's just like Jesus coming. That's Christ in you, the hope of glory. If I didn't have the Holy Ghost, I would not go home. I believe it that strong. Had a young person, his sister's in Bible school, came to me last Wednesday night. She said, my brother's worried. She said, he asked, do I have to be baptized to go to heaven? I said, what did you tell him? I said, did you turn to John chapter 3? And the Bible is clear. You don't have to listen to this preacher. But the Bible said, except a man or a woman, amen, it doesn't matter about gender, but unless, amen, you've been born again of the water and of the Spirit, you cannot go to heaven. You cannot enter into the kingdom. I tell you, that would make me a little bit nervous. If I had not been in that tank, I'd probably go bail over the side and say, run some water over me today, because I don't want to go to hell. Amen. I believe it's so urgent today. Amen. That Jesus could come before we leave this place. Amen. And we would be lost for all eternity. Amen. We've got to be ready. We've got to be ready. We've got to be ready to meet the Lord. Amen. We don't have a lot to give our world, but we got something that this world can't get anywhere else. Amen. It can get us out of our situation. Can I tell you, tradition, it didn't matter if you were Baptist, Methodist, Jehovah Witness, Catholic. It really didn't matter because you went to your parents' church. You were faithful. Everybody, my grandma donated the stained glass windows. She bought the carpet. So I'm a Baptist or I'm a Methodist or can I tell you, those rules are all out the window. The Bible said, let every man seek out his own soul salvation with fear and trembling. And if you can't find your salvation in the Bible today, you don't have a salvation. You've got a tradition today. And tradition is not going to get you to heaven. It's going to take a born-again experience with God. That's the only way you're going to make it through those pearly gates. The Bible said, neither is there salvation in any other name, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Amen. You've got to go down in Jesus' name. The Bible said when they saw Peter and John's boldness there in Solomon's temple, he was a new man. Can I tell you why I get so excited? Brother Donnie, come up here and help me. He never had a blanket like that. Amen. But he's testified from a teenager. Amen. He was on all kinds of meth and everything else. Messed up. Amen. But the only thing that delivered him, he will not miss a service. He will not miss an opportunity. Worship God. Amen. It's because a master came to him and he filled that void and that empty spot with something that's real. That's the only reason. You can't argue with results. You can't argue. When our church was small, we had a witchcraft in our school. Horrible, horrible. It was just pulling in many of our teens and the police department. I stood outside on Van Buren Street. Amen. After we would worship God and run the baths off and mop the basement, those policemen would come and say, will you go talk to Claudia? Amen. We have tried. She's ran away. We're finding animals that's been sacrificed all over town. Amen. Will you try to reach her? Because the police couldn't do it. The education couldn't do it. But they were looking to an apostolic church. Said, you're our last resort. And I tell you, if we don't do it, who will? Who will? In a hopeless generation, who will? Who will? Who will? Amen. If we don't do it, it won't get done. Because we have the truth today. Amen. I watched the number one witch of John Glenn High School come and kneel at our altars, Brother Nick. I watched her life radically change. Amen. They had skulls. They had all these scents. They had ribbons. They had everything else that they would cast the spells. The ones that said, have you heard? Have you heard? Got on the telephones. Because I said, on Sunday night, we're going to burn all that garbage up. Because they're not going to need it anymore. Jesus has changed their life. We put a burn barrel out there. Some of the carnal people would not come in the auditorium because they were afraid the devil would get on them. Can I tell you, you don't have to be afraid of the devil if you're full of the Holy Ghost. It's powerful. It's real. It's life-changing today. Hallelujah. Amen. It's been over 20 years. She's never cast another spell, never contacted another witch. Can I tell you, you can't argue with the power of God. It works. It works. It works today. Oh, let's give him a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. I would not want a religion that was easy to live by and not confident to die by. Amen. It's something that's real. It's something that's real. The cool thing about the apostolic church, I went to some funerals, and I was wondering when the congregation would gather which one had died, because they all would look like they were gone, sitting on the pews. But I don't know if you ever visit an apostolic church. You don't get bored in an apostolic church. Amen. Kids are excited, want to go to church. If you don't want to take them, they said, I want to go. Why ain't we going, Mama? Why ain't we going, Daddy? Because there's something about the draw and move of the Holy Ghost that they want to be right in the middle of it. Amen. Being apostolic is the coolest thing. Coolest thing I've ever done in my life. So if you're ready for a bungee jump, I was hoping that would be filled up. I almost brought my key down here and filled that up just in faith. This is set way too long without somebody's sins being washed away. It's just a piece of furniture, amen, and an archive of what Pentecost ought to be. But I tell you, Brother Nick, amen, you should have this row full of people and take them to heaven. The Bible says you snatch them out of the grips of hell. Amen. I tell you, I can't wait. I can't wait. I can't wait to see somebody filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. I tell you, I get a little nervous. If somebody's not being baptized and somebody's not getting the Holy Ghost, I wonder, are we just patty caking for Jesus? Or are we getting a blind man off the rug? I tell you, it's time that the church gets back to whatever it takes. Amen. And some things only come by fasting and prayer. Amen. I know we may soothe our conscience, but it's not going to change our world till we get serious about revival, serious about souls. That's when revival will come to our house. Amen. I'm hungry for a move of God. I'm hungry for a move of God. I'm hungry for a move of God. The Bible says, Peter said unto them, repent. And I've done that a lot of times. Anybody ever repented in the house? You don't always repent for bad things you do. Sometimes you'll find repentance for things that you neglect to do. Amen. And when lost and people have never heard the gospel and you can sip your coffee, amen, and drink your Kool-Aid, amen, and eat your ho-hos and your ding-dong cakes and whatever you eat, amen, while they're going full speed toward hell, something ought to shake us from our core and say there's lost people all around me today. Amen. We can't just slide through. We can't just slide through. We've got to make a difference in our world. Amen. Amen. There was a man named Nicodemus. He said, what must I do? He thought he had to go back to his mom, be born again. He said there would be a sound. Thank God, when you speak with other tongues, that's cool. In the upper room, they were speaking all kinds of languages, all kinds of words today. I know there's not a lot of people here today, but there's probably some people need something to grip your heart today. As I looked around here last night, from this side to that side over there, you know what I saw? I know most of them are religious people. But you know what I saw? I saw what could be. Amen. That it's not Walkerton Choir up there hooping it up and singing like mockingbirds, but it's new beginnings. Amen. That people that came from drugs, people that came from the rug, people that came from the world, amen, Nick's friends and all the other people from this community that's never heard, amen, somebody seems to say, have you heard? Have you heard? Have you heard about the Holy Ghost today? Oh, I wonder today if we could just close our eyes and wonder who have we snatched out of hell this week. If we say nobody, I tell you, something ought to grip our hearts today. And said, God, don't let another week pass. Because I don't want blood of saints of God that could be saved, lost, and burn in eternity. Winnemac has a lot of people that needs God. Amen. I've got a fellow in my church. Supposed to be there tonight. A backslider. Amen. That came to God. God filled him with the Holy Ghost. He went back to the world. Amen. Just sort of lost out a little bit. Amen. Was right around this corner in the bar. And his brother stuck him with a knife. Amen. Punctured his lungs. Amen. The air lifted him clear. Amen. Clear over to Fort Wayne. He was on death's door for weeks and weeks and weeks. He said during that time all he could see, amen, that he was getting in a chariot. Amen. With Pastor Smith. Amen. And everything was going to be all right. I tell you, when he got out of that, he made his way back to an altar and said, Pastor, had you not been there through that situation, I would have been lost. Oh, when we stand to our feet today, I just feel an urgency today to see drug addicts. I can tell you, our philosophy, and I know your pastor here's got the same philosophy. We're not trying to build a church off of somebody else's church. Amen. We're looking for the drug addict. We're looking for the prostitute. We're looking for the alcoholic. We're looking for the lame man at the gate. Amen. Somebody that's never got a taste of God one time. I wonder if we can begin to make our ways around this altar and say, God, stir me, God, to my roots today. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, why don't you just lift your hands? Amen. If you've never heard, the Holy Ghost is for you. You're the whosoever will.